This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
This wonderful couple in New York City, Linda and Stuart Nelson, they're music patrons and they are passionate about music. They actually offered a few years ago to underwrite anyone to write a sonata for me. And Steve Stuckey's name came into my mind right away because I've known Stephen for a long time. And I admire his work greatly. And he's also a wonderful person, very funny, with a great sense of humor and an incredibly knowledgeable person. And I enjoy always talking to him. And so I approached Stephen to write a sonata because I'm always craving for more recital material beyond Summerfest. And Stephen said, you know, I've never written a violin sonata. How about... Yeah, I like that idea. Let's do it.
Orchestra has a conductor because there are too many people talking at once, and somebody has to be a traffic cop and make overall artistic decisions. In chamber music, you discuss these things until you sort them out. And so you can write a violin sonata or a string quartet, piano trio, in a way that leaves open those opportunities for negotiation. At the same time, I'm so interested in the coloristic aspect of music that I keep that orchestral point of view in chamber music as well. Ways of using instruments are just as important as what they say, how they say it. We're a long way, some of us now, from the sort of dark ages of mid-20th century music when things like themes and repetition were completely not in the language. I'm not sure why things have turned again, but I think some of us have become comfortable with the idea that our relationship with the great works of the past is something positive and nourishing, not something to be run away from. Range of musical languages now in use, from very abstruse to very transparent, from very academic to very nakedly emotional. I think that that range itself is a very healthy sign of musical culture. You know, the relationship between composers and consumers of the music and performers is, I think, healthier and warmer now than it was 50 years ago. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.